I am honored to be part of your last day of retreat. And I join you from a wintry Sweden at the edge of the Baltic. So I'll take some time this evening and share some reflections. And I'd like us all to share in the practice of presence. When we have time in silence, time to deepen our presence, begins to work in our heart. We start to drop down from the verbal energy of the mind to a different kind of location. Now, location matters a great deal. It matters to be at Gaia House or at Gaia House in a more nebulous kind of way, a sacred online Dharma hall. Matters that we show up. Matters where we spend our time, where we're located on the earth. As human beings, when we're located in the heart, our life begins to open up. It opens up in a lot of different ways. Beyond the associations we may have of living a life from the heart, meaning to be very emotional or volatile. Beyond those ideas, when our presence becomes imbued with heart, with that comes a fluidity, a groundedness, a sense of being located in life, in oneself, a sense of belonging, perhaps. So, however, this retreat has been for you, however, this year has been for you, however, this lifetime has been for you, when we begin to meet ourselves here, sense ourselves here, the living present moment begins to swell and expand. Our location begins to expand. When we live a life head-centered, as we often do, we get worried, we get scared, we get overwhelmed, and up we go. As Mary Oliver said, I worried a lot. Will the garden grow? Will the rivers flow in the right direction? Will the earth turn as it was taught? And if not, how shall I correct it? Was I right? Was I wrong? Will I be forgiven? Can I do better? Will I ever be able to sing? Even the sparrows can do it. And I am, well, hopeless. Is my eyesight fading, or am I just imagining it? Am I going to get rheumatism, lockjaw, dementia? Finally, I saw that worrying had come to nothing and gave it up. And I took my old body and went out into the morning and sang. So much fear thinking. So many things that are profoundly challenging for us. So much change. Life asks so much letting go of each one of us. And yet the human heart in its essence knows how to be with change, knows how to be with letting go. In fact, is drawn to emptying out. So we don't need to do much. If you're in this time of approaching transition and with this new year just starting, and our love of and care of our life propels us forward, hopes and fears, wanting so much. But when we turn to the presence of our heart, we can wish, and we can wish abundantly. We can let the heart deepen in its love and passion and care. But we don't need to do much. At the heart of Buddhist practice, as you know, is the repeated invitation to turn to dukkha, to turn to the grief of the heart. And there is much grief in one lifetime, in each heart. The ongoing invitation to let the grief of life be a gateway to peace, to freedom, to deeper settling in this brief life, in this life of exquisite sweetness, so many joys, and so much challenge. At the core of the human grief, all things lost to us, all the hurts, all things that needs to be digested, at the core of this grief is the longing to belong to this earthly life and each other. At the core of grief is a depth of love. Francis Ward Weller says, the work of the mature person is to carry grief in one hand and gratitude in the other, and to be stretched large by them. How much sorrow can I hold? That is how much gratitude I can give. If I carry only grief, I'll bend towards cynicism and despair. If I have only gratitude, I may become saccharine, it won't develop much compassion. Grief keeps the heart fluid and soft, which helps make compassion possible. Mostly akin to grief is the tenderness of heart, the vulnerability of being. Turning to the heart doesn't require much. It's simply to visit yourself in this physical territory, in this location. What makes it somewhat challenging is that it requires us to open to the vulnerability of being, to the grief of life, to the longing, to allow this process of metabolizing life that only the heart can do. We do not metabolize life experience in the mind by thinking about it. The heart is the location for digestion of life experience, so that we may step into life wholeheartedly, passionately, joyously, singing perhaps, participating. So there is a brand new year for us all, each one of us. May your year be a year of ease and well-being and good health and a sense of belonging, a sense of being able to relax into your life circumstances and live wholeheartedly. So if you wish, let your eyes close for a little while. Let yourself stretch out within. As Rumi says, let yourself stretch out like a welcome season. Take up room in yourself. I'd like to invite you to breathe into the entire chest area. Let yourself take some fuller breaths, expanding breaths. Letting your breath gently surround the heart area. Breathing into the front of the chest. The back of the chest. Let your presence gather and pool in the territory of the heart, not looking down towards the heart, but actually visiting letting your heart have the texture, the felt sense, feelings the heart may have at this particular time. If there are challenging experiences of any kind related to past or future or this very moment, let yourself breathe with whatever is present. Let it have room. Honor it with your breath. Nothing needs to happen. Simply being present. Each moment of true presence is kind. Let your inner climate be kind. No pushing, no doing, no coaching yourself. More a melting into the night and the heart of this night. With the silent presence that we share on this retreat. Let it impact your heart Let your heart attune. The sacred qualities of heart arise on their own. Kindness, courage, openness, compassion, joy, equanimity. Simply be present. Sensing yourself, breathing with whatever is and whatever arises. The sorrow. A sense of peace, letting the breath of life meet experience, your experience. Let the way you're being present with yourself be like a listening. Let your heart be supported by the stillness of you sitting here now, the stillness of you sitting kindly attentive, welcoming yourself. in the last little while of this meditation. Let yourself breathe out a little bit more than you did previously. Breathing out into silence. Letting go. Softening. Settling. Breathing out more fully, inviting your being and your heart to breathe in more fully, breathing in, expanding, filling, breathing in life. Let your heart breathe. Thank you for your practice, your presence is palpable this evening. And before I say goodbye and wish you all the best as you transition gradually from retreat time onwards and outwards, living a life of meaning and generosity, I like to remind us all that we are not as responsible as we sometimes think we are, taking a backseat approach in the sense of sitting back in oneself. Of showing up for life and being present in life, but letting the heart digest and respond as the heart does. Some things take a long time. We forgive when we're ready to forgive. Grieving may happen over a lifetime. We do not need to awaken faster than we do. Just here, just now, sitting back, trusting in life unfolding in you and through you, your heart living and breathing and beating. It takes a lot of heart to live a life. An awakening happens here. Thank you for having given me the opportunity to share with you. Thank you, Kirsten, and everyone. I know this has required a lot of people making this retreat possible. So thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.